Today is Monday, the 15th of September, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, in the 24th week of Ordinary Time. Tenebrae, directed by Nigel Short, sing the Nunc Dimittis from Rachmaninoff's Vespers, the Song of Simeon. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples. As I listen, can I become aware that I am in God's presence now? That I too am God's servant? And that I too am part of this story of salvation? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
This is a very striking passage. Let's spend some time in prayerful attention with it. The child was, of course, Jesus, who was being presented in the temple. Spend a moment with his parents, Mary and Joseph. Why do you think they were amazed? How did they show their amazement, do you think? A sword will pierce your own soul too. Place yourself in Mary's shoes. How do you receive these words? Now listen as the story is read once more. Is there anything that really strikes you this time?
And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Is there a character in the passage you would like to stay with? Or perhaps you would like to take the child Jesus into your own arms? Spend some time talking with God about what is lingering with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.